What is up, you guys? Khloe Kardashian finally tells her family and us that she's pregnant. And Kris Jenner wants to be cremated into a diamond after death. A lot's going on. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. We are so excited to be here. I love you guys. And you guys are just the cutest, and I can't get over it. But we are here. We're going to be talking about Bun in the Oven and Diamonds Are Forever. These are two episodes we're covering, season 14, episodes 14 and 15. And we've got a lot to talk about. And This has been a very Kardashian-esque news week. So let's talk about that too. But in the meantime, where can everyone find you on social media?
Hey, you guys, my name is Shanti. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or YouTube and Twitter at ShantiChristina.
Hey, everybody, it's Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard III. And of course, my website, HowardIII.com.
And what's up, you guys? You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. All right, you guys, so we are getting ready to do tea time. We usually have some kind of fancy tea that's probably a little way too many calories and a lot of sugar, but we're kind of on this health kick thanks to Khloe Kardashian and Revenge Body. So we have decided this week to make a healthy alternative one step at a time, you guys. So we all have these very healthy drinks. Mine is called the Green Monster from Tender Greens. It's got a lot of veggies, some kale, some spinach, some cucumber, some green apple to make it a little sweet. No sugar added. Cheers.
Remind me what exactly is in mine again, Dakota.
You guys are both having the agua fresca. And it's like a fruit blend with some carrots. Yes.
it's literally healthy.
So good. Yeah, I mean.
Oh my gosh, it's delicious.
Seriously. Okay, what's your first reaction when you're like taking a drink?
Tropical.
Ooh.
It's sweet. It's nice. I get the carrot. A lot of carrot.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, now that we're watching Revenge Body and we're seeing the trainers, we met Corey last week, we gotta get in shape.
We gotta
do this.
Yeah.
It's time.
We gotta do it. So, Tender Greens, make sure to check them out. Thank you guys for giving us free food today. We absolutely loved it.
It was wonderful.
The chicken.
Chicken was amazing.
I love it.
The mashed potatoes are to die for.
I had albacore tuna. I asked Dakota to get me albacore, and he goes, "What's that?" And
I was I didn't know it was tuna. But it looked amazing. It looked amazing.
Yes.
It did look great. The salad, the dressing, everything. Loved it. Definitely would be
to
back.
To die. Yes, to die. And also, they're going to be opening up a new shop in New York on February 5th. Yeah. So all the Californians are like, "No, what's up?" Now it's time for New York to see how it is.
Let's get into it, New York.
Hey, hey.
Do it.
Okay, so while we're sipping on our little drinks, let's talk about this. There's a lot to talk about in the news this week.
There is.
There's so much.
Kardashian overload.
It is overload. Okay, so basically Kim's surrogate had her baby, right?
Right.
7 pounds, 6 ounces. She says, "Kanye and I are happy to announce the arrival of our healthy, beautiful baby girl. We are incredibly grateful to our surrogate who made our dreams come true with the greatest gift one could give, and to our wonderful doctors and nurses for their special care. North and Saint are especially thrilled to welcome their baby sister," and they're so excited. Like, how amazing. Like, she's able to have another child thanks to the surrogate. How selfless of her. Her surrogate, anyway.
Well, can we talk about how the baby's name is Chicago?
Chicago. West.
But they call her Chai for short.
Okay.
Which is really close to Chai, like China, but that's none of my business. So.
Wait, is Kanye West from Chicago?
Yes.
I just got it.
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't understand. So they said they wanted to do this because they wanted to pay homage to Kanye's mother. But it doesn't make sense to me. Why not just name her Donna? Like Kanye's mom's name. You know?
Because
why Chicago?
Because Kim doesn't like that name.
Probably not.
Probably.
But Donna West, it could be like prima donna. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, or why not just name her Shy? Like
Shy West?
I think Shy's a cute girl's name.
Shiloh.
Shiloh West? Hey, maybe that'd actually be kind of like a whole rodeo. Like, that sounds like a whole rodeo. Come out to Shiloh West tonight at 4 p.m. down in New York. No.
I think it's better than
New York. I know.
You know, I love you, Kim, but Chicago. It took me a while. Well, I love North now. I love the name Northwest. It had to grow up. You still don't like that?
They call her Nori.
Nori.
I like that. North was like, okay. Northwest, fine. And then it was like Saint... fine. And I was like, Chicago? Really?
Yeah, Chicago. I don't know about this one.
You know, it's funny. Before she came out to say, okay, my child's name is going to be Chicago West, there was a lot of people who put rumors around that she was going to be naming her child Louis or Vuitton after she posted some photos paying homage to the LV brand. Apparently, the internet was wrong, though, when she shut everyone down by saying she was only trying to honor Kim Jones after he did his last show. So she posted, like, a photo of the logo, and she also posted this photo, which is of her trash cans that are Louis Vuitton trash cans. Like, what's going on?
What do you think? I kind of like it.
It's extra, but I'm all for it.
It's extra, so but I like extra.
It. Yeah. What do you think? I'm, like, into it. I think that I need one of these.
Oh, I definitely like it. I wonder how much that costs. If, like, who she, like, how much she had to pay her assistant or how much she had to pay, like, somebody to put that on there.
I know.
I like it, though. But you can tell they live there because they're the only ones who have this. So, like, driving down the street, I'm going to know it's Kim and Kanye's house.
Ooh, now I know.
That's the only, like, bad part. But other than that, it's cool.
That's a good point.
Or maybe it's the neighbors and they're throwing them off, saying, like, oh, this is ours, but not really it's the neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. That's just a waste of time.
That is.
Yeah.
That is.
Like, I have too much time on my hands. I'm going to decorate my garbage can with the Louis Vuitton print.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Okay, so changing gears a little bit. Chloe recently said she even was surprised at how long she was able to hold off and not tell people she was pregnant. She was surprised at how long she could hide the baby bump. She said it took a lot of styling sessions, some wardrobe stuff, and then also well placement of a pillow or a fox or faux fur blanket. So she was saying she did a lot of that. You know, she was going through the airport. She'd have her bag in front of her, and she was able to kind of hide it for a long time. And she said she wore a lot of blouses that obviously were loose to where it, like, you couldn't really tell.
Right.
Even though we knew that she was pregnant.
Yeah, because the bag made it very obvious. When you're holding your bag, like, right in front of your belly.
Well, it's like we knew it. So, you know, it doesn't matter what she wears or what she's blocking. We know that she's pregnant, so it is what it is. Just like we know that Kylie's pregnant, even though she hasn't come out.
Speaking of Kylie.
Exactly.
Speaking of Kylie, homegirl had this crib dropped off at her house recently.
Wait,
That's a huge crib. That looks like a bed.
It's on the side.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
It's on its side. It's definitely a crib, though. I mean, don't you think? It has to be.
It's huge.
I don't know. I didn't get that to begin with, but.
But how crazy that someone is like has a camera over her bushes or over her gate.
Creepy.
That's creepy.
Drones are doing it. Yeah.
Isn't that invasion though? Because it's her property.
I think so. Yeah. Yes.
You would. So we were talking a couple weeks ago that we think. Well, actually, I think that Kylie is going to be due soon.
She should be.
I said end of January, beginning of February. He said.
Did I say February, March?
You said, like, March or April or something, I realized.
Oh, yes. I think I said that March or April.
Yeah.
It was supposed to, I think, be, like you said, January, end of January. So I think it should be any time now.
Yeah. Definitely probably February.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. And, like, did Chloe have her baby? No. I'm so...
I know.
I'm so, like, I keep forgetting
there's
so many babies coming in such a little time.
So you know how Chloe was saying that she is all about wearing faux fur?
Right.
It's faux, right?
Yeah,
I got some backlash for that the last time I said this on the show. People were like, fox fur? What are you doing? But
it's faux.
Homegirl Kendall had some backlash after the Milan Fashion Week here. She was wearing a fur coat during the thing, and she was very proudly promoting it. Who knows if it's real or not? It looks very real. It looks like it's an animal. A lot of people were very, very upset with her over this. And what do you guys have? What's your take on the whole fur thing?
Well, I have two thoughts. Mm-hmm. One is, regardless of what you feel about fur, if this designer asks you to wear fur on this fashion show, you do it. It's not like you're going to be like, no, sorry, I can't wear fur. That's my opinion of it. Mm-hmm. So a job is a job. You know, maybe that's not, maybe she doesn't believe in wearing fur, but.
I don't think models have a.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
They don't have a choice.
They just sign up for it and they have to kind of go with this, which is sad as that sounds. I mean, that's kind of the truth. But what do you think, Howard?
I feel the same way. If it's for a job, go ahead. I personally don't wear, like, real fur, but I'm not mad at anybody who does. I just personally don't. But, I mean, she has to do what she has to do.
Yeah.
It's one thing if she's after the show, like, oh, this is my coat, and, you know, it's real fur, especially when she said, I think she already said, like, in the past, she only wears fake fur.
Yeah.
So...
I know, it's funny because Chloe will go to many lengths to, like, even like I said, when she said a well-placed bag or a faux fur blanket, she goes to major lengths to make sure people know I do not have a real fur.
Well, because she did that PETA ad
once
upon a time, a long time ago.
Yeah.
But then also remember when PETA flower bombed Kim?
Mm-hmm. That was crazy. PETA. Yeah.
So it's like, so I think after that, the Kardashians, like, removed their name from endorsing PETA.
Because they were like, are you kidding me? You're really going to do this? Mm-hmm. I remember being at Kim's signing. I was at Kim's signing at the Grove. And there were some protesters there. They would go. They had bought the book. They would go up to pretend like they wanted to sign it. And then they'd have this sign hidden in their pocket or something and whip it out and start yelling at her.
Wow. That is so weird.
They're like, 50 dead animals for one fur coat. 50 dead animals for one fur coat. Screaming at the top of their lungs. And security would drag them down. And then security would drag them down four flights of escalator to get out of the building. The whole way, the girls screaming.
I wish I could have seen that.
It was so awkward. And I was like, that's extreme. That's very extreme.
Well, it's like... When people, like, protest in that way, that doesn't get anywhere. Like, yelling at someone, that doesn't make anything better.
If you have to, be outside, peaceful protest, show your signs.
Right.
I'm all for a good protest.
Right.
But to go up into someone's space, yell at them, cause a big scene, I'm just not into it. I think that as a society, hopefully we've grown a little bit and we can not be so... I know there's a lot going on right now where everyone's in your face yelling at you, and there's a lot of bad things happening in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're trying to go for a good cause, like PETA wanting to have people not wear fur or whatever, they could kind of come at this a little bit more civilly. And
I agree.
I am all for them. I think that's great. You know, good for you. Just maybe do it more respectfully, because then people will pay more attention to you and actually probably respect you more.
Exactly.
Agreed.
Peaceful protest. That is, I think that's what we need to do.
Well said.
Thank you. But you guys are going to like this next one. Courtney has filed legal documents under court to come out with her own cosmetic line. She's the next one of the sisters who's going to be doing this, and she filed her company under the fake name To Die For Court to try to, like, get around it so people wouldn't know yet. But
okay, so it's like more makeup brands, you know. Kylie did it, Kim did it, and even before Kylie and Kim did it, they had the Kardashian brand at, I want to say, Sears or something.
Sears
drugstore, like that. It's like, why?
I mean, everybody's doing... Is hers going to be, like, the clean version, where it's going to be all natural?
Yeah,
baby?
She doesn't wear a lot of makeup.
I know.
She's never been a makeup guru. Just because your sisters are making a ton of money off of it, why... I don't know. It just seems so, like, disingenuous.
Unless she's doing the natural base, then it's really no point.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen here with this. Mm. I'm really interested to see.
I'm not really here for it.
Howard!
I like Courtney, but I'm not here for your makeup line.
Okay.
Well, even when Kim came out with it, it was like, it was kind of out of nowhere. Mm. It was like, well, we know Kylie's been doing this and been doing a great job, but Kim?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're making good products, right?
Yeah.
They are.
Definitely. They always do. And then the last thing I want to talk about, how Kim kind of lashed back out. What's that?
What you're about to tell us.
Yes. Kim is has lashed out on Twitter about Lamar. Basically, the story said, burn Lamar Odom on Khloe Kardashian. I knew my marriage to Khloe was over when she was on her second or third NBA player.
Ooh.
Our girl Kim Kardashian comes back and says, or second or third brothel.
Ooh.
Snap. She called him out, and that's kind of uncharacteristic for Kim these days. She's been a little bit more reserved and not like lashing out to people online. This is well deserved, and everyone was saying, even if they didn't like Kim Kardashian, a lot of people were saying, I can't believe I'm tweeting about Kim, but I love what she said, because she stood up. Khloe was getting slut shamed by the ex-husband, who literally is the one who is doing all the bad things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Khloe, like, literally put her life on pause to go help him in his time of need, and it came from an awful situation where he was being very irresponsible and very, like, out there. He was crazy, you know, like he lost himself, you know.
Exactly.
She pulled him back together and helped him out, brought him back to a good place, nursed him, was there for him all the time, and then this is the what he repays her with.
I read, or actually I heard from a sort of inside source yesterday, that even when Khloe was trying to help him out and was, you know, after the whole brothel thing, after everything, you know, got him the house, tried to get have all the professional help that he could give, he was still doing drugs then and whatever it was.
It's an addiction.
But
I believe it.
Yes, it is an addiction. But why trash that person that was once your wife and obviously cares so much about you and tries so hard to help you out and turn your life around?
Exactly.
I just
hope that maybe his words were taken out of context, which is probably very likely.
That's what I think. Because I went and actually saw, like, where he was at, like, the episode of when he said this. And it was a little shady, but he did say in the same sentence a little further down that she was a good woman and that she'll make a great mother. So it's kind of like...
He's probably just butthurt.
Yeah.
He's but still butthurt. I know.
She did everything for you. You were so pathetic. Like, you, right. you got yourself into this mess that... I don't want to say pathetic. It's a disease. It's an addiction. So I get that. At the same time, though, be grateful. Yeah. Don't be a... Mm-hmm. I'm not into that. Not into it. I'm serving some realness tonight.
I love it.
I'm not... I'm I like, no filter.
I like when you're not shady. So vanilla. You Thank know? You. I like you to mix it up a little bit.
Mix it up. You never know. I'm just saying, I'm tired of, like, everyone just kind of, like, going along with everything. Like, some of this crap is real issues. Like, mm-hmm. this had to be called out.
Thank you.
Too much.
Shady.
And thank Dakota. You, Kim.
Shady. Okay. Shady Boots. We have two episodes to recap real quick, so we got to get into this.
Yes.
Let's talk about this. Briefly, we all kind of know. Bun in the Oven was a great episode. We finally got the inside scoop of how Chloe found out she was pregnant. Chloe was saying in interviews that it was interesting. She found out. She told her assistant Alexa, and they were the only two that knew. But then she's like, well, technically the cameramen knew too, because they're along with us for their life. But she said they have a really good habit of just keeping their mouth shut and letting it play out. So she said that she really loved those guys, that they've been working together for mostly the entire time. They kept it a secret, but they're kind of like family too. So everyone kind of celebrated. And then they had to wait, I think, like 2 weeks before even telling the families.
Wow. It was exciting.
It was exciting. What did you think about them bringing both families together?
I loved it. I love that idea. I mean, his family was already going to be in town. Mm-hmm. They're already planning that barbecue. So it was great to just be like, hey, we are pregnant, you know, and she's holding Dream. So I enjoyed it. I think it was a smart move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love how Tristan was like, want to throw the hammer down? I was like, that's kind of an awkward way to put it, but okay. But I love that. I love the fact that the mom prayed over everything and like thanked God, and I think that he seems to have a very good family, and I like that.
Yeah.
I really do.
Definitely.
And I think that they're a great couple, and I think that he really does treat Chloe with a lot of love and respect, which I love that, because Chloe deserves the world.
Wait, I just got something. Was that baby that they were holding Tristan's baby?
No, it was Dream, I think.
Oh.
I just said that, Sean.
Sorry.
I'm pretty sure it was Dream. Pretty sure.
Okay, well, where's his first baby?
With the baby mama.
And next... We're going to be talking about how Corey, our friend Corey, Chris's little boyfriend, was kind of a little shady. I always thought he was in it for the right reasons.
I told you.
I always thought he was in it because he just adored Chris and loved her so much. Mm-hmm. He was awkward in this episode. He was very like standoffish, like, I'm Corey Gamble. I don't have to worry about what you have to say. And apparently he was like in the club by himself holding a bottle. Like, he seems a little different than I thought originally.
Right?
Chloe wasn't here for it, though. Chloe was like, if you got a problem with me, we're talking this out. She took him to dinner. And I feel like they didn't really get much of anywhere in that
Definitely
conversation.
Not.
Did you?
It was confusing to me, the whole storyline, because I feel like we haven't heard anything about them having bad blood or anything. Like, Corey has always been portrayed really positively on the show.
Right.
And, like, you know, I've come to like him. Maybe Howard hasn't. But then all of a sudden, it's like this weird... They are talking about this weird relationship between him and Chloe. And I didn't understand. I feel like there was a backstory that they didn't really explain. So...
Definitely. You know, I've always been kind of iffy with Corey. He needs to tread lightly. To me, what I noticed in this episode, he didn't interact with Chris at all. Mm-hmm. We didn't see no clips of them together. I had already asked in the past, are they still together? He's not even in the Christmas photo.
Mm-hmm. Which does he really need to be?
Yeah.
True. No. But...
I don't think he's invited to that.
I'm just saying, you know, him and Chloe having beef, I'm not surprised by it. And he wasn't even sympathetic to the beef. He was just sitting there like, well, I'm not going to ask you guys if you like me or not. And
like, I'm your peer.
Exactly. And I'm like, you her peer? You ain't the peer. Because you know he ain't in, you know, I'm not even going to get into it. But he ain't in his 30s.
What do you mean?
He's older. He's right now saying he's 37. I believe he's older. Sorry, Corey.
Really?
Yeah.
We need to find some birth certificate.
37's young.
It is. But
I'm y'all. He said, I'm y'all peer. I'm y'all peer.
I'm y'all peer. And then he didn't even say bye at the end of the dinner.
Oh,
it looked so awkward. I was like, nobody is speaking.
I was like, Chris needs to cut.
Maybe we didn't see it. Maybe we didn't see the goodbye.
Or maybe they edited it out to make it look a little bit more like.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
I don't know. But later on, it got better. She was invited to the show, the little interview that randomly Chloe had with Scott.
I said the same thing. I was like, why is Scott on the Steve Harvey show?
I love Steve Harvey. Yeah.
I love Steve Harvey too, but why was Scott and Chloe on the show? Like, what was Scott promoting?
Nothing.
No, wait, was he actually on
it? He was on it.
Yeah, he walked out with her.
Oh. In front of the live studio audience. I wanted to be there for that. I was about to get us tickets.
What?
But then I had to work that day.
You know what?
And I was going to try to just give you tickets, but no. I had to be there to get us in.
You know what? I don't want to hear what Dakota.
Next time.
Excuses.
Next time. I almost got us into something else with Chris one time, too, but the same thing happened.
Get on
it. You know what?
But next time. I promise. I'm working
Bad
on
Dakota.
It.
Bad Dakota.
I'm working on it. So yeah, in the end, it seems like they're okay. I want to know more on that storyline.
Yes, definitely. We need to know behind, you know, sometimes they do that. They don't give us the full story. They just give us that kind of, just enough. Cause mm-hmm. Courtney's like, yeah, Corey said stuff to Malika, but then somehow they had a falling out and it's just like, what is going on?
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I just can't even tell if Chris and Corey are still together. I mean, of course they would be, because why would he be there if they weren't? But I just get like a weird... friends. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get a weird vibe.
I think that
a weird
it's,
thing going on.
I think that he didn't want to be on the show anymore, really, that much.
You think so?
So then he was kind of playing low, but he goes out to the club. I've heard that he goes out to the club by himself. Like, who goes to the club by themselves?
Yeah, that was weird. I heard that story, too. That.
Yeah. And
that was weird.
Not only that, but then, like, why isn't he with her? I think he may just be, like, you know, Chris's mm-hmm. side boy. Like, you know, just having a little fun here and there.
Call.
And interesting enough, but
you never know. A lot of people do. You know, randomly. Sorry. Start sidebar. I saw Mel B's ex-husband at the club by himself.
Mm.
So maybe they do that.
But why?
He beat her.
Did he really?
Yes.
You know, it's the
Mel
whole story.
B.
Yeah.
You don't believe it?
Oh, I believe.
Oh,
it.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's pictures and everything.
That is so sad.
I know, it's terrible. No wonder why he's going to the club alone, because he doesn't have anyone left.
Oh.
I mean, he didn't leave alone though.
Oh. Howard, oh my god. Did you just see the mess that just unfolded in front of us right now?
Which club was it?
No, you just missed it, Shanti. He had his straw, right? And he was like trying to make a statement. He was like, and his straw like floated the other way. And he like went like this and was like, an open air was like, where's my straw? I had to bring attention to it. It was amazing. I wish we could have an instant replay. Anyway, my bad. I didn't mean to call you out like that.
Shady boots.
Let's talk about the next episode.
Shady today.
Let's talk about the next episode. Diamonds are forever, okay?
Diamonds are forever.
Ooh, sorry. I like that.
So
Chris wants to become a diamond. Long story short. She was at dinner and these rando fans.
Random.
Oh my gosh, can we get a picture with you? Let's talk about how when they're at dinner, no one ever comes up to them because I've heard that they rent out a restaurant and then they hire extras to be in the background so they don't come up at them.
I believe it. It is Hollywood. It happens a lot.
And so,
really?
Yes.
Shoot, I was in one.
I did not know
you were
that.
Not in one.
I sure was.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I got my $20 and a chicken dinner. Don't blame me.
You did?
You are not.
Yeah, really. For what show? I went... Harvey from TMZ had a show where he was doing it out of restaurants. It was like a game show. It barely even aired. I don't know if you guys remember. But yeah, we were behind the scenes and they paid us $20 and a chicken dinner plate to be in the back.
All right.
Was the chicken good? Or?
It was actually pretty good. It was. But yeah,
things
so
you can do in Hollywood.
I'm obsessed. I want to be in the background for keeping up, okay?
I'm trying to get that call.
Right. I need that one. You got the straw that time. I'm proud of you. Okay, so Chris wants to become a diamond. These random fans who were previously selected, they probably said, hey, does anyone have their grandmother on their hand? Or
no,
something.
No, Dakota. It's all made up. It's all made up.
You think so?
No, I think they found someone who had their grandma on their finger.
Oh,
they
you
casted
think,
them.
Yeah.
That happens
like,
all the time.
Oh, looking for... why didn't they just give him a ring and tell him what to say?
That's true.
Come on.
Because they're not actors. These are regular people.
I don't know, but I think it was kind of a little, like, maybe disrespectful the way that Chris was acting about this girl's grandmother. Like, she was like, oh, hi, grandma, you're creeping me out. I'm like, I don't know. It just seemed a little disrespectful to the grandma.
It was all just a segue into the storyline for me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was interesting. She really did her research. Apparently it's called, what is it called? My Jewel or something? Life Gym. So that was an ad for them. So they got a little ad situation happening, you know, product placement. And then, so in the end, she doesn't want to be a diamond, but that was so cool. You could put on a little pedestal with like these little lights hitting it.
That is pretty cool, actually.
I was kind of into that.
Yeah. I want to be a diamond.
you could be, can I have part of you?
Sure. Why not?
She's like, why not?
I'll do it.
But yeah, so apparently you can make up to like, I don't know, she said like 6 to 8 mm-hmm. diamonds out of one person.
Wow.
That's so weird. I don't get it, but.
And I don't get it either. But it was interesting.
Yeah.
And then also Courtney is always late. She can't ever commit. They were all kind of giving her a hard time, but Courtney wants to do this interior design show. Mm. And everyone thinks that she's not going to be able to commit. But that would be a cool show.
I would.
If she stuck with it.
I would watch it.
For sure.
At least an episode or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she would get tons of views. What do you think the girls would be doing if they were not Kardashians? Where do you think they would be working? In what field of work?
I think they would still have money, just not near enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely not near still as much. Fashion.
Yeah.
I think all the girls would somehow be tied into fashion.
Mm. Courtney would probably be a mom, mm-hmm. and like she probably wouldn't be in the limelight at all.
She would run the fashion business.
Yeah. Kendall and Kylie, I think Kendall would probably still gone on to do modeling. I think Kylie, because Kylie says she didn't think she was meant to be famous. I think Kylie would probably have not done a lot in
makeup.
In the entertainment industry,
no. at least.
Right. She would just be regular old Kylie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think that they would all still have cool lives. Like, they would all be, I think, happy. They'd still be a big family like they mm-hmm. are. They still have the family unity, but.
It's weird to think about, because I feel like we know them so well. And we've been watching them for so many years.
I know.
And to think about them not taking this path is
crazy.
Funny.
I feel like Kim would also be just like a regular housewife. You know, mm-hmm. I think she would still have the kids.
Yeah.
And she would just be like, you know, kicking it.
But
like,
she would be dating Kanye West.
No.
Or married to Kanye West.
I wonder who she'd be with.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, we wouldn't know.
Wish she would have stayed with Reggie, but that's a whole other story.
Oh, what? I miss them.
Especially, and then Reggie went out and got that lookalike.
Mm-hmm, that was weird.
Wife now.
And then did you see Jennifer Lawrence totally, like, called it out? She's like, okay, before we start this interview, Kim, I just want to say, mm-hmm. is it just weird that Reggie Bush's wife looks exactly like you? Do you remember seeing that interview with her and Jennifer?
Yeah.
That was
the
amazing.
The kids look alike.
Crazy stuff. But yeah, so Courtney, she doesn't really commit a lot. And so do you think that if she really put her mind to it, she could do this?
Sure, but it sounds like her sisters don't really have much faith in her, especially Chloe.
I know.
Chloe's like, you can't do anything.
Like, okay.
She's like kind of mean about it. It's like, all right, give her a break.
I think she'd be able to do it. I mean, she likes interior design. We saw her flip houses before with Scott.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if she just had the right little machine, right little push behind her, she'd be able to handle it.
If Scott and Courtney had a show, it really would be interesting.
I think mm-hmm. so, too.
Right?
Yeah. I would be here for that.
He just has to get his act together. Speaking of, can we discuss him and the scene of him and Chris at Williams-Sonoma?
What is this store? Because it's so cool.
It
it's a house store.
Cool.
I love it.
They always film there, and it's always with Chris and Scott. It's really weird.
It's so odd. I do love how Scott was like acting so odd. He like grabbed one of the cups for display and was drinking water out of that. Like,
you loved it?
No, I was just like, what's going on?
He was definitely on something.
You think so?
Yes, it was so obvious. Even she noticed. Mm. Like he was not acting normal.
Mm.
There was something off. So wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. And then you know, he said that he had a breakdown. He called Courtney and said he's on everything right now. And he said that he, you know, is a mess, and he's like, oh my gosh, he's actually your boyfriend, talking about Eunice. So he's still off the bandwagon. We see him in spurts. We see him whenever he's ready to put on the good face and
right. And
come forward and, you know, play with the kids for an hour while they film and, you know. But
oh my gosh, the scene between him and Mason was so cute.
That was really
where he
cute.
Was like, you're getting so old, man. And
but he said, how old are you? He didn't know his own son's age.
No, he knows. He's just joking.
Yes.
You think so?
Definitely, okay. Dakota.
Yeah. Dakota, he knows his son's age.
I mean, okay.
That's
good.
That's his, like, just sarcastic joking. Personality. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, like, man, how old are you? You're getting so
you're
big.
So old. How old are you?
And Mason did say he really loved how
he
wanted to spend
father.
Time with his father, and I like that. So I love that.
Cute.
You were saying how you think that the kids should just be able to go over, you know, for a month or two.
Definitely.
But if Scott's saying he's on everything and doing drugs in the house, then I don't know if that's a good idea.
That's true. Well, that's up to Scott. If he really, truly wants to get clean and, mm-hmm. like, flip his whole life around, I feel like if he does do that, then the kids should be over there a little bit more. I still think he needs more than, like, the day or 2 days that he's getting.
Well,
maybe
we
like
don't know how long he's getting.
That's
we don't
true.
Know the custody schedule.
Right. And we don't even know if, you know, she may be giving him more opportunities and he may just be out with Sophia Richie and not come all whenever he can.
That's true, too.
But either way, I do like even though he's off the bandwagon still, I did like how he cleaned up his image a little bit. He looks better. I mean, his haircut, he shaved a little bit. He seems a little bit more presentable.
Yeah, he's still cute. Scott, still cute. I'm still looking at you.
Crazy, but still cute.
I'm still rooting for him. I know I have stuff to say about him, but I think that's, well-deserved. I still root for him, though. I hope that he can be a better dad. I think that his kids really need him in their lives. So I hope that he can do it. And I think that he can. He just has to really take himself seriously and get to that level.
Right.
But other than that, do you guys have much else to say? I mean, I think we covered most everything. But I liked the episodes. I thought it was fun.
I liked it too. Yeah, I liked, actually, in the beginning, I thought it was interesting when Faye Resnick mentioned OJ. I'm like a big OJ, not a fan. I was very into the case, and I've watched almost everything about it that I can get my hands on. So they were like talking about how terrified they were that he was possibly going to get out. Fast forward to now, he has gotten out. So.
And the paparazzi actually talked to him the other day and was like, so I think a congratulations is in order. And he's like, why? And it's Chloe's pregnant, she's your daughter.
Oh, gosh.
And he's like laughing. He's like, well, I'm happy for Chloe, but I didn't have anything to do with that, let me tell you right now.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean, obviously not. But like, I don't understand why people still talk about that.
Because they have nothing else to talk about.
I wonder if the paparazzi go up to him and be like, hey, did you do it? Or like, that's kind of crazy.
Probably. Yeah.
That's insane. But
I don't know.
I'm surprised he's talking to the paparazzi. I heard he kind of he got taken in custody again for a second. I don't know if he got released or not, but he did something else sketchy. I think he did something bad in like a casino or something again. I don't know.
Apparently, since he got released?
Yeah, apparently there was a little scuffle or he kind of got in trouble. I'll have to look it up, but that's what I've heard. Who knows where I'm getting my sources? I could have dreamed about it for all I know.
We never know if Dakota's, speaking the truth or what.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I know. It's true.
I'm kidding.
But again, where can everyone find you on social media?
You guys can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina. I could really use some followers, and tweet me at @ShantiChristina.
And you guys can follow me on Twitter at @HowardIII. And of course on Facebook at @HowardIII. And my website, HowardIII.com.
All right. And you guys, we have some exciting things hopefully coming for you. So stay tuned for that. We love replying to your comments. So make sure to comment below if you're watching on YouTube. Give us a big thumbs up. Also, rate us on iTunes. And we might read your review out loud on the show here. But we love you guys. Follow AfterBuzz TV everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And my show, Millennial Hollywood, on the Popcorn Talk at noon Pacific Standard Time on Fridays. Also, don't go anywhere. We're getting ready to jump over to our Revenge Body After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. So make sure you watch that. In the meantime, we will keep up with you later. Bye, guys.
Thank you guys for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.